Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
My God, is any hour so sweet, from blush of morn to evening star, as that which calls me to thy feet, the hour of prayer. The second stanza, then is my strength by thee renewed, then are my sins by thee forgiven, then dost thou cheer my solitude with hopes of heaven. Reading again from Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from heaven, faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. So far we read God's holy word as we find it here in Paul's letter to the church at Rome, written by Paul, inspired by God for them, but also a letter for us. Let's pray that we will have ears to hear and hearts to understand this blessed word. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, giving thanks in his name for all that has been given, especially giving thanks for thy so loving the world that thou dost give thine only begotten Son. We also give thanks for giving thy word to tell us of ourself, even in the same context of thy telling us through Christ of that love that thou dost give in giving him, telling us that we love darkness rather than light. We even hate the light, and we sadly have proved it, that he was only here those few years and then was killed, refused, crucified. We also realize, Father, that it is not only those who literally did it at that time, but all of us. And that is, thou dost tell us also by Paul, Father, in this letter, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, that he died for the ungodly, including all of us. And we confess it, Father, and we know that we must confess it before we can have the blessing described here for the church at Rome, who were called saints, beloved of thee, grace and peace to them from thee and from Christ. We know that that comes to sinners that have realized their sin and the need of Christ. And we pray that that might take place today in a greater way, in a mighty and deep way in our hearts, like thou hast taught, Lord Jesus, that those that become thy true children are the ones that digged deep, placed their ways in the knowledge of thee and of ourselves on that rock, thyself, thy word. We pray, Father, that we also may see, as we read here, thee in nature, that which testifies of thee, and as we can read another place, that the heavens declare thy glory and the firmament thy work. Help all of us to see that today when we are so foolish to deny not only thy word, but deny what the heavens themselves do declare to all of us in every place throughout the world. We pray that thou would thy spirit will open our eyes as well as our hearts to realize that thou art creator, and the wonder of it, the blessing of it, the greatness of it, the wisdom of it. Help us to see it, Father, and that it truly is amazing. We pray that thou would give us understanding and take us away from our foolishness and our blindness, and especially of it getting worse, as we read here, that when we weren't thankful, our foolish heart was darkened. Professing ourselves to be wise, we became fools. And we are that today, sadly, in the colleges, the universities, and the schools, all teaching the lie and the theory instead of the truth. We pray that thou would bring us back to the faith of our fathers, Pray that thou wilt call many to preach that word, and those that do preach the word, that we might preach it more truly and fully and absolutely as thy word and all of thy word, the way of repentance and the way of faith, the way of obedience. We also give thanks, Father, for the temporal blessings that many of us have in health, in food, in raiment, homes, while others are suffering. And we pray, Father, for those who are suffering, the homeless, the hungry, the war-torn lands, the persecuted. And Father, we know that as this message will come on the radio, it will be at a later date, but we pray for the sunshine and the rain, that the seeding might take place, as thou hast said. Seed time and harvest will not fail, and we pray that thou would give it in a way of blessing. We know that thou canst bring these things both as blessing and cursing, and all the flooding that has taken place, we pray for those that are suffering, as well as the homeless, the fires, the wind, all these calamities, the earthquakes. We pray, Father, once again, that we might see thy judgments, and with the prophet we ask that thou would in judgment remember mercy through Christ. Amen. Last week we looked, for the most part, at Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. We do not read here what that salvation is, the greatness of it from sin. It is God's power to salvation, but it is salvation from sin. It is salvation from punishment. It is salvation from judgment. Only Christ makes the difference. All of us would otherwise receive the wages of sin, which is death, both temporal and eternal. But because of Christ, there is that power to deliver, that power to change our status, that we can be pardoned, that we can be adopted into God's family, that we can be born again into new creatures. All of that because of Christ and because of God's way in him and with him. The next verse tells us, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Paul tells us further in this same letter, in the 10th chapter, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But also there's another way that we can have faith. Not faith to save, not faith that gives us a knowledge of God in all of his holiness and his way of salvation in Christ, but that there is a God. And as we can read further here, verse 19, because that which made known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, and then particularly these attributes of God, his eternal power and Godhead, that each one of us can know in nature. God has showed it to all of us, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. I think I mentioned in prayer the words of Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. We just think about that for a moment. The stars, the moon, the sun. Amazing. All those innumerable stars, they don't collide. They all have their place. The sun and the moon given for days and for years and for months, for time, seasons. The change of the moon, the new moon, first quarter, the full moon, all there and all repeats the change every 29 days. It has for these nearly 6,000 years. Some calendars would tell us we're a little over the 6,000 years. Some tell us we are not yet up to the 6,000 years. But what God told Noah has taken place. Seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, all have continued God's way, change, light and dark. Every 24 hours, we have two different ways, light, dark, dark, light. Is that just happenstance? It would be something if it slowly got lighter over the years, but that isn't the way it came. It came because God said, let there be light. And it was good. It happened. It was so. We can read of it in God's holy word, Genesis chapter 1. But we can see it. Every one of us, those that don't have the word, can know what he is here telling this church at Rome and telling all of us. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. It's for everybody, not just in the church, the whole world. Before we were part of the body of Christ, God was speaking to us through nature. If we didn't believe the word, we had an absolute way that should have been believed. And sadly, as described here, is not believed, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Do you think that children are learning to be thankful in school when they're taught the theory of evolution? The lie? That's probably one of the big reasons why we're so unthankful, why we're such a fretful nation, why we're so dissatisfied, why we want change. Change not for the better. Change that will bring us the same kind of problems that were brought in other countries, brought years back in Russia, China, suffering, terrible, lies. Yes, lies. People love the lie, but not the truth. The last part of verse 18 we read, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's your fault and mine that we did that. Have you repented? Have you recognized it? If you think, well, I've always believed the truth, it may be only in formalism. It may be only in part of the truth. Do you believe the whole truth? Do you believe, as Paul preached, the whole counsel of God? Do you believe as Christ said while he was here on earth, except you be converted and become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Be converted, changed, turned from one way to another, turned from being proud beings, as we naturally are, to being like little children and saying, I don't know. Lord, you have to teach me. And learning like the publican did, smiting upon his breast, stating, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know that every one of these saints at Rome had to know that with the publican. Every one of these saints had to know that with Paul, as he wrote later in Romans chapter 7, I had not known sin except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. Sin revived, and I died. He died to his self-righteousness. He died to his Pharisaic ways. And I had to learn, too, that I was a Pharisee and had to die to any self-righteousness because it wasn't there. We have to learn that. But that will come out later, chapter 2, chapter 3, for those who do learn. Sadly, fearsomely, the last part of this chapter doesn't describe those that are learning. It describes those who bring themselves worthy of death. It brings them to the terrible place. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. That's where we are today as a nation, in a large part. As I said last week, the larger part is no longer this church or that church. I mentioned last week how I read that there were more people that were part of witchcraft than of a certain denomination. Since that, I've read that there are more people in the Islamic way than in the larger denomination. Yes, fearsome. The Islamic way that tells us that if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that you should be cursed. That's the writing in the Quran. And I must say it, because that is not the way of faith in Christ. That is not part of what we read last week and again this week, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. When Paul says the gospel of Christ, he is saying and describing the Son of God. He is that. He is one with the Father in creation. As we can read in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, written by Moses, where God the Father and God the Son stated, let us make man. When we read the Gospel of John, we read in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And also, without him, nothing was made that was made. All this wonderful way in creation was made both by the Father and the Son. When Paul wrote to the church of Hebrews, he wrote that God hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, by whom he made the worlds. There, actually stating he did it through Christ. And going back again to John chapter 1, nothing was made that was made without him. Those are truths that must be believed. And as I stated last week, the last chapter of the Bible gives warning not to add to anything in Scripture, not to take away, or our name will be taken out of the book, or the curses that are written in it will be our curses. They come on unbelievers. Yes, they do. This 16th verse is commanded by Christ, what's in it, to be preached to every creature. Two things are there for every person in the world. The church isn't doing it as it should, but the command of Christ is there for everybody. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul was accused of turning the world upside down because he preached the gospel of Christ to so many creatures in so many different cities and so many different countries. He was known to do it, and he was recognized and even accused of it, doing that wonderful, good thing of preaching the gospel of Christ to sinners. Has it been preached to you in clarity? Has it been preached to you in such a way that you knew you needed it? He that believeth that gospel and is baptized shall be saved. That's what Paul is mentioning when he says, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And hearing it, and coming in repentance to know our need of it, and then being able to believe it for the saving of our soul, we are saved. I can remember the night when God gave me the assurance of salvation, and I could tell my wife, God saved me. Saved me through Christ. Saved me by faith. Saved me by giving a pardon for my sins, forgiveness. As this song states, God brings us to prayer. Reading that second verse again. Then is my strength by thee renewed. We become like a little child. We become so weak, helpless, hopeless. Then are my sins by thee forgiven. Thou dost cheer my solitude with hopes of heaven. Yes, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. It's his only way. I repeat it. It's God's only way. Any resting of Scripture that comes short of that is wrong. And as Peter describes it, resting it to their own destruction. That's what it is. If we change it, tradition, or denying some parts of it. Again, verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. If we go to the description of many who were described as a cloud of witnesses, Abel, the first one in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith. Not necessarily, some want to say, well, it's the kind of sacrifice. It was rather the way he offered the sacrifice. Faith in Christ. That was a picture, a type, a shadow. As the lamb that he offered. Christ described by John the Baptist as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. As those lambs were a way of teaching. They called it ceremonial laws. But they could not take away our sin. But they could give a picture of Christ. Those probably millions of lambs that were offered from the time of Abel through the time that Christ himself was on the cross. And then we don't read of the sacrifices anymore after that. But here we have both the gospel and we have that which every person that has not heard the gospel can know. Again, verse 19, because that which be made known of God, the only true God who has written in his word, but also given a picture of himself and the wonders of nature. I was thinking this afternoon, an apple tree and apples on there, apples on a tree. And then other trees are for shade. They're called shade trees. And the seeds right now are all around on the ground. That will grow some more trees. A little seed will grow a big tree. All the wonders of what we call nature. But don't attribute it just to nature, as some people do. There is nature's God, who is the only true God, and who is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have here Paul writing to us both about the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation, and then there is creation that also shows God's eternal power and Godhead. So they are without excuse. Is it any wonder that God states, to this man will I look, to him who is poor, and trembleth at my word? Yes, trembles at the word. We should. Do I believe the gospel rightly? Do I recognize God in creation as I should? And I'm humbled before him and thankful to him because of Christ.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.